The protesters from the group calling themselves the Young, Gifted, and Black Coalition held their own inauguration a block from the Capitol in the middle of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Organizer Brandy Grayson says the group believes Governor Scott Walker's policies are contributing to poverty and violence in poor black communities.
We are inaugurating ourselves as freedom fighters for the black liberation movement. We are here to take power back from the state and switch it to our communities. We will not continue to allow state violence against people of color and poor people.
The group presented a list of demands to Dane County Executive Joe Parisi and Madison Mayor Paul Soglin. They're asking that funds earmarked for renovating the county jail be used instead to fund programs in the city's poor neighborhoods. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio. On Saturday, the group led a protest march on Madison's north side, shutting down traffic for 45 minutes on a busy four-lane road. The marchers chanted a list of demands that include blocking a proposed new jail for Dane County.
No new jail, or we'll raise hell!
Group spokeswoman M. Adams says the group is using disruptive direct action to demand more local control of law enforcement in poor communities.
Community should be telling the police what to do instead of the police telling us what to do. If a society is going to have a police, we're modeling what that relationship with the police should look like.
At today's event at State Capitol, the group will take an oath to work towards community control of policing in poor black neighborhoods and cities across the state. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.